This is Word on the Streets, a podcast about the Buttles and Indian Corridor Improvement Project. This podcast is created by the City of Midland, Michigan, and produced by the MCTV Network. Welcome to Season 2, Episode 4 of Word on the Streets, a podcast about information, updates, and perspective on the Buttles and Indian Corridor Improvement Project in Midland, Michigan, and beyond. I'm your host, Katie Geyer. First, we have some exciting news on this project. We're ready to look at some preliminary designs. So MDOT is going to be holding a public open house on Wednesday, July 20th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in City Hall Council Chambers, which is located at 333 West Ellsworth Street. At this open house, the public will get the opportunity to look at a draft of what MDOT project engineers have come up with for a redesigned Buttles Street as a two-lane profile. MDOT staff is also going to review a tentative project timeline and their plans for traffic control while construction is underway, which is anticipated to begin in 2025. These designs were developed using a lot of the feedback that we heard during the lane reduction trial over the last couple of years, like providing areas for both turn lanes and through traffic, improving crossing distances, and addressing safety concerns at intersections that were brought up. So if you provided input on those designs before, you should hopefully see some of your feedback reflected in these preliminary designs. Any other feedback collected from the open house will be used to finalize the designs and move one step closer to that construction date in 2025. After the open house, we plan to have MDOT back on the podcast to talk about these designs in more detail and go over some of the project items that they will be covering on the session. Now that all the project details are out of the way, we have another exciting update. As some of you know, the City of Midland hired a new Director of Planning and Community Development in June, and we have him here on the podcast today for our listeners to meet him, if you will, for the first time. So let's talk a little bit about Jacob. Jacob Kane comes to us from the city of Mount Pleasant, where he served as the past 7 years as the Assistant Director of Community Services and Economic Development. He has also previously worked as a city planner in Gainesville, Florida, and is certified by the American Institute of Certified Planners. He has a bachelor's degree in political science from Hope College and a master's in urban and regional planning from the University of Florida, and he currently leads professional development and training programs for the Michigan Association of Planning. Jacob, welcome to Word on the Streets for the first time.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. Super excited for you to be here. So you've been here, what, like a month now, right?
Not quite. This is week 4. Okay. So we're getting close to the 1 month mark, and it's been really interesting and exciting so far.
Awesome. So what opportunities are you most excited about in your new role?
Well, you know, coming to the city of Midland, obviously there's a lot of great things happening here already. And so anytime you have an opportunity to go to a community that already has energy and momentum, as a planner, that's extremely exciting and really helpful. You know, I've already observed that residents in Midland are really passionate about this community, probably more than the average resident of an
sure.
American community. And I think they're also really open to thinking about the future. And that's what planning is all about. And so I'm excited to be here and to be part of that conversation and to help the community really define a vision of what's Midland going to look like 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now? How can we continue to be a community of choice, not just in the region, but in the country?
Sure, sure. And you're going to get a lot of opportunity to do that. You're diving right into the middle of our City Modern Master Plan process, which is an update to the current City Master Plan. So what's the one thing you really want to see happen through that process?
Sure. So this is not my first Master Plan process I've been a part of, obviously. And I think the most important thing with any master plan is to make sure it doesn't just end up on a shelf.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited about creating actionable goals that the community can identify. Where do we want to position ourselves as a community moving forward? One thing I've learned, planning is all about change. And communities are going to change whether we take action as a community or not. Change comes, whether it's local change, national change, international change. We're going to be faced with change. And so we can shape that change. We can be part of that conversation. We can identify where we want to get. How can we interface with those factors that might be outside our control with some things that are within our control so that we're prepared and so that we're equipped to tackle the next challenges that face us. We've got another mid-century coming up. And I think that's one really cool thing here in Midland is Midland's all about the mid-century. We had a really incredible period of growth. We've got this incredible architecture, like the building we're sitting in right now. And the mid-century of the 20th century was all about optimism. It was all about bold vision. It was about thinking about new ways of doing things. And we have that opportunity again. We have another mid-century coming up. And I think this city modern master plan process is a great time for us to think about what does the middle of the 21st century look like in Midland? And how can we be bold in our vision and think about where we need to be so that we can continue to be a community that offers a great quality of life to its residents?
Sure. So I'm glad you brought up change, because I think if there was any type of theme over the last couple of years, both globally, nationally, and definitely in Midland, it would be change. We've had a COVID pandemic that in certain areas is still ongoing. We've definitely seen it here. And of course, the May 2020 dam failure event really significantly changed how we operate as a city right now and how we're moving forward as an entire region, quite honestly. So what do you think are going to be some of the greatest challenges that a city like Midland is going to face when we talk about future growth and development?
Sure. Well, I think one is the future is hard to predict. And so there's always going to be conversation and disagreement about what the future is going to be. Sure. And we obviously can't be certain with any great degree of predictability about what the future will hold. But I think good planning really enables you to be ready for all opportunities. I had an opportunity recently to review the county's hazard response plan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was really struck that it was created before the pandemic, before the dam failure. And it speaks to both. And how can this community be prepared for those type of events? And I think that that's just evidence of the power of planning. You have to be thinking ahead about what could happen. Now, will everything that you expect to happen happen? No. Will everything happen the way you think it will? No. But being prepared is much better than being ill-prepared. The other thing I'd say is, you know, I'm going through a great period of change myself. New job, move into the community.
Right.
Change is hard. I work with change. I enjoy and appreciate change as a planner. But I still struggle with change. And so I have a lot of empathy for folks. Change is hard, even when it's good change, mm-hmm. even when it's exciting change. It's difficult. You know, I'd use the example, sometimes in a new position, it's like you've done all your life, you've spoken English, and now you're speaking French. And so even though you're doing the same type of work, everything's just a little different, and it's not as intuitive. And so when we start talking about things like changes to roads, changes to housing, it can be intimidating because it's not what you're used to. But I really like to look at how can we embrace the positives of change? How can we talk about how this change is going to make people's lives better? Maybe it's going to have a bigger impact on your neighbor or someone new to the community than it is on you. But that can all be for the betterment of everybody. We want this to be an inclusive community. We want this to be a community that continues to thrive and be successful. And on that front, you have to be open to thinking about change.
Sure. No, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a lot of what this preliminary open house next week is going to look like. You know, a lot of people, if they're new to the community, maybe were never here when the lane reduction trial was going on, might not really understand why we would be pursuing something like this. So to kind of look at Buttle Street as a two-lane profile, whether you're new to the community or not, is going to be a significant change. And it is going to be different than what people are used to. So this is going to be a great opportunity to kind of start thinking, okay, there are some positive aspects to all of this, and there are ways that we can positively influence people's experiences through there. So I'm really glad that you brought that up, because this is kind of like the first real concrete step that the public is going to have to be a part of that change, I guess, is what, as you said. So speaking of that, we talk, as you know, because you've watched all the episodes before, I'm sure, and did your
most of them.
as we talk about road infrastructure, how, in your opinion, does the street network and road infrastructure in general play a role in planning, in economic development, and community development? What's your take on that?
Well, I'd say two things. One, you can look at any type of infrastructure improvement that the public sector makes, and you're going to see private sector response. So if you extend a water line down a road, you open up opportunity for development. If you build a road or expand a road, you're going to create opportunities for traffic that may lead to additional development. The second thing I'll say is the design is really critical to the type of things that you get from a project. And so when you design a roadway, you know, at this program, there's been a lot of conversation about the way that roadway design has changed over time. And when you move from a design paradigm that's really just about speed and about moving people through a space to a design that's more about how do you bring people into a space and let them experience a space and be part of it, you take a different approach. Mm-hmm. And I think it's unquestionably the current design of Indian and Buttles is really about moving traffic through our city. And as a person who's lived in the region for several years, I can tell you, now that I'm here more permanently and I've had more chance to walk around and experience that corridor, there are things that are there that I never realized were there driving through.
Yeah.
And so it's just a whole different experience. And so it's really about designing for what you want to get. If you want to get a road that's going to move people in and out of Midland as fast as possible, and that's your main design paradigm, then the current configuration is really probably, you know, it meets that goal.
Sure.
But if you, there's other goals. If you look at the amount of public and private investment that's taken place in downtown Midland over the last 10 years, this is a great opportunity to capitalize on that and continue to build on that momentum. And to really, you know, we essentially have almost a freeway-style road configuration that runs through the center of our community. And I think that we can still meet the objectives of allowing the through traffic to get through quickly and smoothly and safely, while also repairing some of that fabric that's been lost by having that freeway connection really running through the center of our town. Connecting that Midtown neighborhood that has a lot of potential with our downtown that's already experienced a tremendous renaissance. So that's what I'm excited about. I've seen that throughout my career. I started working in the transportation planning side of planning and worked in a number of capital projects where we transformed roadways, added amenities, really rethought the context, not just of what existed today, but what do we want to see in the future? And I've seen how those changes in the capital infrastructure can result in a different land use pattern in the future. And so this is an awesome opportunity for the whole community to really realize a more cohesive downtown Midland.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. And I think it goes back to your point of people being, you know, hesitant to change, or just change being a difficult process, is understanding the context of someone who just drives through Midland to go, you know, from, let's say, Mount Pleasant to Bay City or somewhere like that, versus someone who lives in that corridor. They're going to have different experiences, right? And we do have to satisfy all of those goals, because that's ultimately what the road infrastructure is for. So I think as we move forward in this process, people will hopefully get a better understanding of context-sensitive design, which we've talked about extensively. I know MDOT has talked about it extensively in our public meetings as well, and just kind of saying, you know, what could this corridor look like in the future, satisfying the goals that we know it will meet with moving traffic, which we saw during the lane reduction trial, but also, like, there are some other opportunities here. We don't quite know what some of those opportunities are going to be until we make those steps to make it happen. So I know I'm super excited about what the future is going to hold for this project, and sounds like you are too. So I think we've got a lot of opportunity there.
Absolutely.
Well, Jacob, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today, and hopefully I have not scared you enough that you won't come back. So to keep up with Jacob's team and all the development and activity going on at the city, you can visit the planning department at cityofmidlandmi.gov/planning, and also check out our What's Up in the City Planning Edition videos available on all of our social media channels. We hope to see all of you at the MDOT Preliminary Design Open House on Wednesday, July 20th. For more information on that open house and to review past episodes of this podcast, you can visit cityofmidlandmi.gov/corridors. That's all for this installment, but we'll be back soon with another episode and more updates on the Buttles and Indian Corridor Improvement Plan and other infrastructure in our community. See you soon, and slow down. This has been Word on the Streets, a podcast created by the City of Midland, Michigan, and produced by the MCTV Network. For more information on this podcast or to learn more about the Buttles and Indian Corridor Improvement Project, visit cityofmidlandmi.gov/corridors.